This is the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. It's Wednesday evening, March 18th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Courtney Poulos on why agents are losing the battle for listing data control. Akeem Real Estate CEO Courtney Poulos argues that brokerages striking direct partnerships with listing platforms are accelerating a power shift away from agents. Poulos believes agents are losing control over how their listings are distributed and monetized due to fragmented MLS systems. She advocates for consolidating MLS systems into a single nationwide platform to give agents collective bargaining power and ensure fair revenue distribution.
Mayo Clinic Match Day 2026, Alex Mayer, Rochester, MN, Realtor shares what matching residents need to know. As Match Day 2026 approaches on March 20th, Rochester MN's housing market gears up for the annual influx of medical professionals. For those matched to Mayo Clinic, the number one hospital globally, the question of where to live becomes crucial. Realtor Alex Mayer, with over 200 relocation clients in Rochester, advises incoming residents to plan early, understand financing options, and avoid common costly mistakes.
West Palm Beach just became America's top cash real estate market. Larry Mastropierri breaks it down. West Palm Beach has earned the top spot as America's leading cash real estate market, with nearly 47% of home purchases completed without a mortgage in December 2025. Larry Mastropierri of the Mastropierri Group explains the driving forces behind this surge, including wealthy South American investors, 1031 exchange investors, portfolio borrowers, and retirees. The shift towards cash purchases reflects a deeper trend in South Florida's real estate landscape.
In Dallas-Fort Worth, pre-existing homes are once again outpacing new builds in pricing, marking a return to historical norms. This shift is influencing how buyers and investors approach the market in 2026. Founder of Selling Dallas Teams and Vice President of Direct Rate USA, Darwin Stevens, highlights the trend reversal, emphasizing the strong demand for established neighborhoods like Preston Hollow and Highland Park. With corporate relocations driving demand at the upper end of the market, Stevens advises working with agents who offer integrated expertise.
$200,000, over asking, and it's still not enough. Why Wayne and Jay's real estate market refuses to slow down. In Wayne, New Jersey, real estate prices continue to soar, with offers $150,000 to $200,000 over asking price. Artur Tishka of the Tishka team explains the market's resilience, driven by top schools, NYC access, and limited inventory. Buyers now lead with strong offers, emphasizing relationships and offer structure. Tishka predicts prices will plateau, not crash, in the next few years.
Justin Nimmergood, the real estate teen model is broken and Top Gun team is fixing it. Justin Nimmergood, founder of Top Gun team at Apeak Realty, is revolutionizing the real estate teen model in Dallas-Fort Worth. By offering over a dozen benefits, including coaching, lead generation support, and a podcast production partnership, Nimmergood's team provides an estimated annual value of over $1 million per member. With a selective approach targeting committed agents looking for long-term growth, Nimmergood aims to build people, not just numbers.
I'm sorry, Peter. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.